Welcome to the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkindale, Minister of the Parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern. The Linked Parishes podcast has been a thing for a number of years, but it hasn't really happened as such for a wee while, as we have been doing very different things over the last 2 years, and the audio from our Sunday video worship has been appearing on the podcast channel, The Linked Parishes. But I hope to reintroduce some news from these parishes and beyond. Indeed, as so much change in recent times and working more closely with the neighbouring parishes of Ardnamurchan and Acharachal in our online worship and in other ways, we are linking with more and more. And recently, I have also become interim moderator for the congregations of Fort William Kilmally, linked with Kilmaneveig. And so another bit of linking across the parishes within the Church of Scotland and beyond. Around our parishes here, we say that our mission is to serve and worship God, to awaken, develop and sustain meaningful faith, to show God's love in practical action, to challenge injustice and violence, and to care for God's creation. The mission statement, based very much on the five marks of mission, which have been a thing around a number of denominations in the Christian Church for decades, and very much a focus of the current direction for the Church of Scotland and its parishes. These have been difficult, interesting, challenging times over the last 2 years. And during this last week, there was a wee pause on Wednesday as we marked the second anniversary of the first lockdown in Scotland. I hope you're all well. A lot of COVID cases around locally and many experiencing the disruption and illness and suffering that COVID is bringing. Our prayers and our support for Ukraine continues. The Church of Scotland appeal, which has been supporting the Reformed Church in Hungary, which in turn is able to offer very direct, hands-on support for Ukrainians fleeing from home. That appeal has now reached over £175,000. Thank you to all who have contributed to that in any way. The details of how to support that appeal you'll find at the church website, aksm.org.uk/offerings, will take you directly to the offerings page where there are details about how you can support the local congregations, but at the moment also information about a number of the Ukraine appeals, including that Church of Scotland project in partnership with the Reformed Church in Hungary. Today, Saturday, is the day when Earth Hour is observed, and at 8:30 tonight you are invited to turn the lights off, to maybe turn all the power off. If nothing else, it will reduce the fuel bills, which for so many are on the increase. but an opportunity not just to be thinking of ourselves, but to think of our shared global responsibility to care for the world, for our planet. Recently, been thinking about a number of different things that we can keep out of landfill. Crisp packets, did you know they can be recycled? Spectacles, if you've got an old pair of glasses lying around, they can be recycled and can be used to help others. These actually aren't an old pair of spectacles, they're my current ones, but I stood on them this morning and hope I can get them repaired during the week and making do with an older pair of reading glasses. But I can see the computer at the moment, so we're doing okay. But spectacles can be recycled, reused for the benefit of all. Blister packs from your medication. The blister packs can be recycled. Stamps. Church of Scotland has had a stamp appeal going for many, many years, and we'll pop information about it in the details below. Some information just recently announced for the stamp appeal 2022. Keep your stamps. You can drop them off at any of the churches. And I would quite like to gather together a wee group of folk who might be interested in taking forward some of these recycling projects, and we can have a collection point at the different churches around the area. On-site worship opportunities are now happening weekly at Ardgour Church, and on two Sundays a month at Strontian, second and fourth Sundays of the month, a Church of Scotland service at Strontian, but beginning to work more closely with the Scottish Episcopal Church, which use our building here in Strontian, and they have their services on the first and third Sundays of the month. So it means that every Sunday, 10 o'clock at Strontian Church, there is an opportunity to gather together to worship. At Keele Church on the first and the third Sunday of the month at 10 o'clock, worship at Keele Church in Morvern. And at Kingairloch Church on the second Sunday of the month, worship at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the online opportunities continue. We have learned so much over the last 2 years about different ways in which we are engaging with all. And so the Zoom worship with communion continues to be happening at 4 o'clock on the fourth Sunday of each month. So Sunday coming, tomorrow, there'll be that opportunity. And if you don't have the Zoom link that we use for the different things happening around AKSM, parishes of Ardgour and Kingairloch, Strontian and Morvern, then do be in touch and you can get that Zoom link. On Tuesday, we have the fifth in a series of five Tuesday afternoon conversations. We change to the plan. Unfortunately, Michaela Foster-Marsh, who was going to be our guest on Tuesday, has had to pull out. But we will have an opportunity sometime in the future to catch up with Michaela and the incredible work that she is doing among some very vulnerable people in Uganda. Watch this space for more details. But on Tuesday, I'm delighted that the Reverend Stuart Cutler will be joining us. Stuart has been working with children, youth and young adults for a number of years. He is currently a minister in the United Reformed Church, but in an ecumenical partnership. So he has dual citizenship, and he's one of us within the Church of Scotland as well. And I'm looking forward to conversation with Stuart on Tuesday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Details are at www.akasm.uk. www.aksn.org.uk/FWS. Our conversations are around faith, wisdom, and spirituality. And those are happening every Tuesday until the 12th of April. Wednesday evening prayers have been happening virtually every Wednesday evening at 10 o'clock on the AKSM Facebook page now for 2 years, and many following on that. And that will continue every Wednesday. And once it's happened, if you haven't joined live, then the beauty of these online things is that you can join at some other time and take a moment to pray. For yourself, for your family, friends and neighbours, for others, to remember the needs of our world. The AKSM YouTube channel you can get to directly at www.youtube.aksm.org.uk. Yesterday, we had another of our monthly family quizzes, and that was shared by a number of folk and will be happening again the last Friday in April, the last Friday of every month, certainly for the foreseeable future. Holy Week and Easter are nearly upon us. Holy Week will begin with Palm Sunday, the 10th of April. And during Holy Week, a few other things happening online and on site. And there'll be details at the church website. And from the Thursday through to Easter Sunday, delighted that the local heritage group will be putting on a wee exhibition around education and religion in the local area. And so at the church, at Strontian Parish Church, from the 14th to the 17th of April, the heritage exhibition. Christian Aid Week is happening 15th to 21st of May. And often in the past, we have had different events for Christian Aid and raised a few pounds, raising some funds and awareness for Christian Aid. And we've been doing that in different ways over the last couple of years. If you would like to be a part of our local efforts for Christian Aid, then do be in touch. Let's see if we can find some different ways, some different ideas to encourage a bit more understanding and knowing about what Christian Aid are up to around the world, sharing with God's love in so many situations. Sally Foster Fulton, the head of Christian Aid, will be our guest in the final Faith, Wisdom and Spirituality conversation, 12th of April. So there's an opportunity to get more involved in how we can get alongside the work of Christian Aid. Thy Kingdom Come is a global project, a wave of prayer for the church and for the world. Thy Kingdom Come is a project that begins on Ascension Day through to Pentecost Sunday, the 5th of May. So the 25th of May, sorry, to start again. 26th of May through to Pentecost Sunday on the 5th of June. There's that season of prayer, Thy Kingdom Come. And again, something that we want to explore and to develop and encourage, that deepening of spirituality, feeding our soul and making a difference for the world, for the church and for ourselves. It's good to be in tune with our world, with others, with our God. These are changing times for us all in so many different ways. Around the Church of Scotland, a huge presbytery mission planning process happening as we have to rationalise numbers and costs around the church, as we need to address the issues around the number of buildings and the cost of maintenance. But through all of this, the belief, the understanding, the hope that God is at work in the world, despite all that seems so wrong, there are so many wonderful, beautiful things that are happening. If you would like to be involved a little more in what the local congregations are doing, I'd love to hear from you. I want to be doing some different things, some relevant, engaging, meaningful projects. I'd be the first to say that a lot of what the church has done for many, many years just isn't scratching where folk are itching now in our 21st century. We need to change. We need to embrace some new ways, exploring faith and wisdom and spirituality in exciting and relevant and meaningful ways. And I really would welcome your involvement as together we journey in those things. Thank you for listening to the Linked Parishes podcast. For more news and details of all that is happening around the congregations and worship times, check out aksm.org.uk. You'll find us also on Facebook and on Twitter. Search for AKSM Parishes. And if you haven't already done so, if you're listening to this audio podcast, then why not subscribe on Apple Podcasts so that you don't miss any further episodes. The audio from our Sunday worship videos will appear as a weekly contribution to that podcast. And I hope there'll be some more like this one. If you're watching the video on YouTube, then please do subscribe to the YouTube channel. The Linked Parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern are congregations within the Church of Scotland, each of them registered as a charity with the Office of the Scottish Charity Regulator. Full details at the website and links to our linked neighbouring congregations and parishes and the wider work, not just of the Church of Scotland, but Christ's Church throughout the world. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Shine upon you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and give you peace and give you peace. shine upon.